Residents in Newtok have known for years that their community faces serious risks with rapidly advancing erosion. The recent November storms pushed up water to the community's essential infrastructure.
It's really bad. I mean, the erosion is really near. The fuel header is being impacted right now. It's just around the erosion, and the water source is getting there. Our last water source will be impacted next summer.
Stanley Tom describes himself as the tribal administrator for the tribal council, that is, the old council, which does not have the support of the BIA or the state. The struggle between the old and new councils led to a wasted 2013 construction season at the emergency shelter at the new site. The dispute is built around the idea that the old council did not hold elections for 7 years. In October of last year, elections were held and the old council was voted out. George Carl is vice president of the new council. He points to the community being upset with perceived competency issues at the old council.
Well, I'd call it a playhouse. After the expiration of their terms, you know. Well, that if you understand what's going on, you know, according to my understanding, these guys were illegal operating all these years without any elections or that kind of stuff.
The old council points to different elections from November in which those members retain their seats. In any case, the agencies that fund projects like the relocation can't have dueling councils.
There's not two councils out there. There's only one council. The dispute is over who are the council members that have to control the funds and the actions and the progress.
Scott Ruby is the director for the State Division of Community and Regional Affairs. The agency started working with the new council after BIA issued its decision in July to work with the new council. It hasn't been a smooth transition. The old council has not given the new council access to the offices or important financial records. They've had to set up new bank accounts. Stanley Tom accuses the new council of stealing letterhead and documents. In the meantime, the community's trying to move. They have about $10 million in grants through the state with $4 million spent, but perhaps not all properly. An audit by the state found some troubling accounting, and the state wants $302,000 back, according to Ruby.
Preliminary findings are what there were some double billings of some of the expenses that were filed for materials and purchases, and that there was some inconsistencies in the payroll. And so the audit as it is now says that we will consider some of these expenditures not to be valid and they need to be repaid.
Stanley Tom says that goes back to accounting mistakes from when the DOT was managing the project before local leadership took over. The audit highlights some of the wages that Tom received along with project consultant George Olatuk.
We did get paid way less than the state agencies were getting paid. You know, they were getting $168 an hour, and we were way below. Like we billed our like $80 an hour, and they were still complaining.
With or without their longtime leader, the project is inching back to life, and the 2014 construction season is not that far off. The evacuation shelter is now just an empty concrete foundation, and will require new drawings to be able to use materials that sit on the site. Ruby says the tribal council is not yet spending funds, but it's able to do the background work.
Coming up next summer, these are the things that need to get done. Let's work on getting this stuff ready so we can order whatever materials need to be ordered for the barges so they can be put on the barges. Let's, you know, do whatever permits need to get done.
In the meantime, the old council is appealing the BIA's decision. They say they have proof of elections. The case is going to a national board, which could wait a year before it takes up the appeal. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.